Clay was telling us how he feels like it's time for this defense to get back to playing, you know, to the way it was maybe in 2014 when you guys had Seattle on the ropes in the championship game or the Super Bowl defense. How do you get there?
I think we get there the same way we get to being successful anytime, and that's just everybody focusing on doing their job and being the best them that they can be. And that's all you can expect out of your teammates. You know, you want everybody to work hard, and which we do, and you want everybody to focus, which is something else that we do. So I think that's just all it takes, is just everybody making sure that they do their job the best they can.
You enjoying that dynamic with Martellus?
I like it. I like it. He's definitely a unique personality, and you need that in this game. You know, some of your tougher guys, some of your more physical guys, you know, they're wired differently, and I think every locker room needs a few guys like that, so it's nice to add that into our locker room.
He did lose a couple lead by example guys, though, with Sam and Julius. You know, even Micah would agree, too.
Right? Yeah, absolutely, and that's just the business. That's the only way I could explain that. It's just the business. It happens every year. The locker room looks different every year. You see Devon House. He was gone for 2 years. He comes back, and he's got a bunch of guys that he's never played with that have lockers next to him. So that's just the business.
How confident, Mike, are you in the young cornerbacks? And then, you know, they struggled a little bit last year, had some injuries. Do you feel like those guys will bounce back?
Definitely. They were hurt. Everybody was hurt, and people tend to forget that. So everybody has taken this offseason to get healthy, and we saw some great things out of these guys when they were rookies. And you would like to think that they made a significant jump from last year to now, and I have all the confidence in the world in them, and I'm excited to see them get going.
With the way Kenny finished the season so strong, what do you think he can do this next season as a second-year player?
I think Kenny can continue to grow. I think he's done a really good job. He's just a good dude, man. And I'm glad to have him in our locker room. You know, he's good for our defensive line room too. And he's a kid that definitely takes this thing seriously.
Mike, how will you pay attention next week as the team is drafting? Do you watch it? Do you get the updates? Do you even pay attention?
I always look at the draft. It's fun. You know, you never know who we're going to get, and it's exciting. The draft time, it takes you back to, you know, your experiences getting drafted or getting the call that day. And it just reminds you that there's another group of young, hungry guys coming in. So you just have to continue to work that much harder, because there's young guys coming in every day to take your job, coming in to beat you up, throw another side of the ball on another team. So I just like it because it takes me back mentally to what this is all about. And as for seeing how the team changes, I always welcome rookies in with open arms, because I fully trust our scouting department, and they always do a heck of a job of bringing the right kind of guys in.
Do you remember what getting that call was like?
It was surreal. And, you know, I knew I definitely earned it, but at the same time, it was still unbelievable that was happening. So It was just a great day, and I'm excited for all the young men that are going to receive a call this weekend, or next weekend, rather.
Mike, I think a couple of years ago you incorporated MMA into your off-season workout. Are you doing anything different this season to change it up?
It's work, so, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I'm still staying in that combative mind state, and training that way definitely aids in that. So, yes, I've continued to stick with that.